orders for consumer durables, a leading economic indicator, is flat.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
New orders for consumer durables has been flat since it recovered from its crash last April. Consumer durables have an expected usable life of 3 or more years, such as appliances, automobiles, TVs, etc. Demand for consumer durables is a bellwether of economic cycles. It reflects the level of consumer confidence in their own financial situation. But before these products get to the consumers, they have to be produced. And before they're produced, they have to be ordered, making the new orders for consumer durables a leading indicator of the economy. This indicator started to drop a year before the recession of 2001 and lost close to 20% of its value during that recession. It led the Great Recession by 6 months and lost almost half of its value during that recession. While COVID-19 caused the current recession, there were some indications of weakening economy during the second half of 2019. New orders for durable goods dropped by more than 8% during the second half of that year. During recessions, people reduce their purchases of durable goods more than other things because these products are primarily high-priced and people become a lot more concerned about money during recessions. Secondly, because consumer durables last for a few years, people can extend their useful life by repair instead of buying new ones during periods of economic uncertainty. Consumers also become more cost sensitive during recessions for the simple reason that even if their personal finances has not suffered, they would know of others who have, and this reduces their confidence. So demand for durable goods drops more than other things during recessions. And during economic recovery, demand for consumer durable rises, reflecting higher income and confidence levels and pent-up demand. The longer and deeper a recession, the higher the level of the pent-up demand. Before the Great Recession, new orders for consumer durables were at $43 billion per month. It lost close to half of its value during that recession. And it took until 2018 for new orders to get back where they were before the Great Recession. Interestingly enough, this indicator's inflation-adjusted value has settled at around $42 billion per month since last August, which is, adjusted for inflation, about $1 billion less than what it was in 2007. Another indicator of economic activity is the Consumer Sentiment Index has also not improved since last September. Despite the red-hot stock and housing markets, and even the promises of a stimulus package to come, these indicators are not pointing up. This brings me to the conclusion that we need a robust stimulus package as soon as possible to kickstart a recovery. Otherwise, the recession is likely to get much worse. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.